Jojo Lusumbo is translating a flyer into his native language, Swahili.
It says, get your taxes done for free. And in Swahili, that would be Musaada na ushuru yako kwa kufanywa kwa bure.
It's full circle for Lusumbo, now a college intern at Lutheran Social Services. 9 years ago, the organization helped his family members begin new lives in Jacksonville when Lusumbo was 14. The civil war erupted in the Congo in 1997.
We couldn't watch TV. The power was cut off. We had to sleep in the hallway because of a scaring of gun, bullet flying.
Lusumbo and his four brothers escaped with neighbors to Uganda. Their mother later met up with them.
We spent about maybe, a month or a couple weeks where I didn't know where my parents was. So it was just like walking, whatever these people walked and slept, whatever these people slept, ate, whatever they ate.
Lusumbo's father, an attorney, was arrested after refusing to work for the new government.
And through Amnesty International, he was released, and we fled to Kenya and then Uganda.
When his family obtained refugee status to come to the U.S., Lusumbo hadn't been in a classroom in 4 years. He landed in Inglewood High School in the middle of his junior year, knowing just a few words of English.
It was not a great experience my first year because I didn't know anybody. I didn't know the resources that was available through Lutheran at that time, like the after-school program, the tutoring. So I was pretty much lost because I didn't get to meet the other refugee kids. So I really prayed that nobody spoke to me at the time.
It was culture shock.
The kids wore clothes and shoes that were $150. All I knew is if I was to wear something that was clean, I was fine. So that created a lot of culture shock. And also, you know, other kids who make fun of me because, you know, when my dad or my sister would buy me shoes, but it wasn't a real Jordan. And, you know, mine would have like a Jordan on the other side doing this, and theirs would be the real one, and they'll make fun of me.
He draws on that experience to help other refugee kids adjust.
And I feel like as a refugee, they need a whole lot of help. You know, it might be a basic thing, but for them, it's just, you know, something big. It might be just taking one of the kids to play soccer, and, you know, they will enjoy that and they will cherish that.
It was Lusumbo's success as a soccer player that led to an athletic scholarship at the University of North Florida, where he met his wife, started a family, and launched a cleaning business so he could work nights while finishing up a degree in international relations. He spends what little free time he has mentoring refugee kids at Lutheran Social Services.
I feel like there's a bunch of little me. And I just see myself in their shoes and with all the opportunity that are there for them, the something they don't know. And, you know, I just felt blessed that I can just tell them, hey, here, you can get help. Or here, you know, work harder. This is a time to build your future.
For WJCT News, I'm Tracy Sadegan.